Idam japata bhadramvo.
Idam japata bhadramvo.
Vishuddha nripanandanah.
Vishuddha nripanandanah.
Swadharmam anutishtanto.
Swadharmam anutishtanto.
Bhagavatyar pitashayah.
Bhagavatyar
pitashayah. Idam japata bhadramvo.
Idam japata bhadramvo.
Vishuddha nripanandanah.
Vishuddha nripanandanah.
Swadharmam anutishtanto.
Swadharmam anutishtanto.
Bhagavatyar pitashayah.
Bhagavatyar pitashayah.
Idam japata bhadramvo. Vishuddha nripanandanah. Bhadramvo
Vishuddha Nipanandana
Swadharma Mahamti Shanto Bhagavatya Pitashaya
Idam Japata Bhadramvo
Vishuddha Nipanandana Swadharma Mahamti Shanto Idam Japata Bhadramvo
Vishuddha Nipanandana
Swadharmam Anutishtanto Bhagavatyar Pitashaya
Idam
Japata Bhadramvo Vishuddha Nipanandana
Swadharmam Anutishtanto
Swadharmam Anutishtanto
Bhagavati Apistasaya
Bhagavatyar Pitashaya Idam Japata Bhadramvo
Vishuddha
Nipanandana
Swadharmam Anutishtanto
Bhagavati Apistasaya Idam,
this,
Japata,
while chanting,
Bhadram,
all auspiciousness, Vaha,
all of you, Vishuddha, purify,
Nipanandana,
the sons of the king,
Swadharmam,
one's occupational duties,
Anutishtantaha,
executing,
Bhagavati,
unto the Supreme Personality of Godhead,
Arpita,
given up,
Ashayaha,
possessing all kinds of faithfulness. My dear sons of the king, just execute your occupational duty as kings with a pure heart. Just chant this prayer, fixing your mind on the lotus feet of the Lord. That will bring you all good fortune, for the Lord will be very much pleased with you. Purport. The prayers offered by Lord Shiva are very authoritative and significant. Simply by offering prayers to the Supreme Lord, one can become perfect, even though engaged in his occupational duty. The real purpose of life is to become a devotee of the Lord. does not matter where one is situated, whether one is a Brahmin, Kshatriya, Vaishya, Shudra, American, Englishman, Indian, etc. One can execute devotional service anywhere and everywhere in the material existence simply by offering prayers under the Supreme Personality of Godhead. The Hare Krishna Maha Mantra is also a prayer, for a prayer addresses the Supreme Personality of Godhead by his name and invokes good fortune by petitioning the Lord to allow one to engage in his devotional service. The Hare Krishna Maha Mantra also says, "My dear Lord Krishna, my dear Lord Ram, O energy of the Lord, Hare, kindly engage me in your service." Although one may be situated in a lowly position, he can execute devotional service under any circumstance, as stated, vahittaki apratiyata. Devotional service cannot be checked by any material condition. Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu also recommended this process. Jane prayasam udupasya namanta eva jivanti san mukaritam bhavadiya vartam stane stita shudigatam tanuvan manobi ye praya shojita jitopyasi tais trilokyam lokyam. One may remain situated in his own place or in his own occupational duty, and still lend his ear to receive the message of the Lord from realized souls. The Krishna consciousness movement is based on this principle, and we are opening centers all over the world to give everyone a chance to hear the message of Lord Krishna in order to go back home, back to Godhead. Om Agamati Mirandhasya Gyananjana Shalakaya Shakshur Niditam Jena Tasmai Shri Gurudeva Namaha Shri Chaitanya Mano Vistam Stapitam Jena Bhutale Swayam Rupa Kada Maisham Tathati Shapatantikam Vandeham Shri Guru Shri Jata Padakamalam Shri Gurun Vaishnavamscha Shri Rupam Shagrushatam Shagana Gaganatam Mitam Stam Sativam Shadvaitam Shavadhutam Pradijana Sahitam Krishna Chaitanya Devam Sri Radha Krishna Padam Shagana Lalita Sri Vishakam Vitamscha Hey Krishna Karuna Sindho, Dina Bandho Jagatpate, Gopesha Gopika Kanta, Radha Kanta Namosuke, Tapta Kam Shana Golangi, Radhe Vrindavaneshwari, Prishabhanu Sute Devi, Pranamami Hori Priye, Vamsha Kalpitarubhyascha, Prapasatmogyaevata Patitanam Pavanevyo Vaishnavevyo Namo Namaha Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadhar Shri Vasadi Prabhupada Vrinda Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare.
Idam japatam japatapadram vo
Vishuddha Nripanandanaha Sadharma Manutishtanto Bhagavat Yarpitashayaha Bhagavat Yarpitashayaha. So the sons of the king, Nripanandana, are advised concerning this prayer sung by Lord Shiva. Japatapadram va. This chanting will bring you all good fortune. Padram means auspiciousness, good fortune. Idam japata padram vo vishuddha nripanandana. With a pure heart, vishuddha. Shuddha means pure, and vishuddha, very pure. Vishuddha. Satvam vishuddha vasudeva shambhita. Very pure. Pure means chaita dharpana marjana. Consciousness should be purified by chanting Hare Krishna, by hearing about Krishna, by offering prayers to Krishna, by shining utensils used in Krishna's service, keeping everything very bright. Prabhupada said, by cleaning the temple room, we clean our heart. If everything is in the temple is very bright, clean, shiny, then kartal is bright, clean, shiny, then that means our heart is also going to be bright, clean, shiny. Same thing. So, vishuddha. Vishuddha means radically clean. Prabhupada wrote to us in New York that we should have radical cleanliness. And we're a radical movement. Radical cleanliness. The material world is a dirty place, and people also don't know the actual standard of cleanliness. Vedic standard of cleanliness is very high. Permitical standard is very high. I probably wanted to bring that standard, radical cleanliness. Vishuddha, kitchen, radically clean, TV room, everything radically clean. Prabhupada wrote to one devotee, thinking that this was a letter to the cook in New York, if I remember. And Prabhupada gave that advice that by radical cleanliness, by making everything very, very clean, clean and timely, you'll attain bhava, the stage of ecstasy and devotional service. Not an esoteric process. Make everything very clean, everything very punctual, and you will attain bhava. So vishuddha, radically purified. Nripanandana, O sons of the king. Sadharmam anutishtante. Just remain situated in your own prescribed duty. Swadharma. This theme is repeated many times in Bhagavad Gita. That one should stay in one's own particular duty. Everyone has some duty to perform. Someone's the cook, someone's the pujari, someone's the book distributor, someone's this, someone's that. Everyone has his own duty. Or someone has, in the larger social context, someone's a Brahmin, someone's a Kshatriya, someone's a Vaishya, someone's a Shudra, someone's woman, someone's this, someone's that. So there's no need to change. There's no need to change. Just like Arjuna, he wanted to change from Kshatriya to Brahmin. Krishna said, no, don't change. Don't take someone else's duty. Take your duty, but do it for me. Yata pravrittir bhutanam yena sarvam idam tatam so karmana tama bhyarchya siddhim vinti maya. In the Bhagavad Gita, Krishna says that by worshipping the all-pervading personality of Godhead, yata pravrittir bhutanam, the person who pervades everything, Krishna, yena sarvam idam tatam, pervades the whole world. Svakarmana tama vyarcha, just engage in the service of that Supreme Personality of Godhead. Svakarmana, by your own work. And siddhim vinditi manava. In that way, every person, every human being can attain perfection. Siddhim vinditi manava. No need to change. We don't have to change if you're householder, you have to become a sannyasi, or if you're a this, you have to become that. Remain where you are, but the consciousness should be changed. We don't have to change our position. We have to change our consciousness. Someone may be the king. Someone may, Prabhupada said one time, the person who's sweeping the temple room is as good as the person who's editing back to Godhead. Someone's duty is to edit the magazine, someone's duty is to clean the temple, but it doesn't mean that the person who's editing is on a higher platform than the person who's cleaning. Because devotional service is absolute. And when I'm engaged in devotional service, then whatever my duty is, it's good. It doesn't matter whether it's externally high position, low position, this position, that position. As soon as it's connected with Krishna in devotional service, it's on the absolute platform. And then, by performing that duty, one becomes perfect. Stane stita shutigatam tanuvandamopi. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu quoted, jnane prayasam vipasam namanta eva. Jivanti san mukaritam havadiyavartam. Gyane prayasa, one udapasa, one should give up the endeavor for to understand what is what by mental speculation. You didn't do the cell phone check.
When you were saying it, he came inside it.
He came late, yeah. And ignored the sign that says switch off your phone. Oh, 500 naira.
Yes.
Okay, we look forward to having it come back. Gyane prayasa, mudupasa. One should give up all mental speculation. No use speculating about the absolute truth. Tarka pratishta. By arguments, one won't get anywhere. Tarka means logical arguments. By logical arguments, one doesn't get anywhere. And shrutaya vidinna. One scripture will say one thing, one scripture will say anything, another thing. There's so many different scriptures. And people pick up their scripture and quote this, quote that. But they don't necessarily understand that way either. Nasav Rishirasya Matam Nabinda. And consulting different philosophers. Each philosopher has his own opinion. Otherwise he can't be a philosopher. Every philosopher has to come along and say, well, previous philosopher actually had many good points, but my opinion is, and he offers why he's got a better idea. Nasab Rishi Rasya Matam Nabhinna. The philosophers all have their own ideas. Dharmasya Tattvam Nihitam Guhaya. Therefore, the real truth about spiritual understanding is secret, confidential. How can one understand that secret? Mahajana Yena Gatasya Panta. One has to follow in the footsteps of the Mahajanas, the great source. Just like Brahma, Narada, Lord Shiva himself, the Kumaras, Lord Kapildev, Manu. There are 12 Mahajanas. Or, Mahajana means the great devotees, those who are great devotees. Mahajani yena gatasya panta. One should follow in their footsteps. And by following in their footsteps, one will understand. Not by speculating, not by this, that. Gyane prayasa. Prayas means endeavor. The result of that endeavor is that you've done a lot of endeavor. It's compared to beating a rice paddy from which the rice has already been removed. You're not going to get anything that way. All you get out of it is the hard labor that you put into it, but no other result. So mental speculation is that, is similar. It gives a similar result. Kana prayasa, udapasa. Therefore, one should give it up, and namanta eva. One should be engaged in offering worship and respect to the Supreme Personality of Godhead. And jivanti shanmukuritan bhavati abhavarta. And one should hear about Krishna, bhavati abhavarta. The news about Krishna, topics about Krishna. Sanmukhurita, from the pure devotees. One should not hear from mental speculators. That will not be helpful. Professional man. Sanmukhurita, from the lips of the pure devotees. That's the place to hear Krishna Katha. And sthane stita shruti gatam tanuvan mano bhi. Sthane stita, one should stay in one's own position. Sthan means two things, the way Prabhupada's taking it here. One is your own place. If you're in Lagos, it's not that you have to go to Paris. Or if you're in Benin City, it's not that you have to go to Accra. Or that if you're or that you have to go to Mayapur, you have to go here, you have to go there. Wherever we are, sthane stita, just stay in the place where you are. Because Krishna is everywhere, Krishna consciousness is everywhere, service, devotional service is everywhere. So there's no need going here or there. Sometimes we find there are devotees who can't sit still. They have to go from temple to temple, or from place to place. And there's no profit, there's no reason, but they're just gotta go. A few weeks here, a few weeks there, a month here, 2 months there. But no reason to move, but they have to move. So Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, or Bhagavatam, says, stay where you are. No need to move and from this place to that place and accomplish nothing. Half start so many things. Stay in one place and sthane stita, and render devotional service. Or sthan means, another meaning, your position in the varnashram system. or your prescribed duties. No need to try to shift from Brahman Kshatriya or Kshatriya to Vaishya or Vaishya to Brahman or Vaishya to Shudra or Shudra to whatever. Just stay in the situation you're in. Or no need to quit your job, no need to switch jobs, no need to stay where you are. If you're a householder, that's fine. If you're working, that's fine. If you're in this, that's fine. If you're a brahmachari, that's fine. Whatever your position, stay there. That's your prescribed duty, just stay there. And don't think, oh, I'm a householder, I can't serve, or oh, I'm a brahmachari, I should become a sannyasi. Sthane stita, from wherever you are, just render devotional service to Krishna. Namante eva. How? Sthane stita shruti gatam tanubhavanamopi. We should hear the message of Krishna. And we should engage in Krishna's service, tanubhavanamopi. Tanu means with our physical bodies. With our hands, we can sweep the temple. With our legs, we can come to the temple. With our eyes, we'll see the deity. We can do so much work for Krishna. If nothing else, you can offer obeisances. That's engaging the body in Krishna's service. That also we should do. Dancing before the deity. We can engage our bodies, distributing books, traveling door to door, place to place. Those who want to move, move from door to door. So engage the body in Krishna's service. And van means words. Speak about Krishna, Krishna Katha, chant Hare Krishna. Chant Hare Krishna, speak about Krishna. Whoever you meet, giving the message of Krishna. When we use our words to tell people what's so good about this book, that's fun. Using our words to glorify the book. The book means the book is also Krishna. Or we try to advise someone to chant, to become a devotee, come to the temple. So this is man using the words. Or speaking Krishna Katha from Bhagavad Gita, Srimad Bhagavatam. And Mano. Mana means the mind. Vamana Bhagavad Gita. We should engage our minds in thinking of Krishna. By reading about Krishna, there'll be a lot to think about. By chanting Hare Krishna, chanting is thinking. Fix the mind on the transcendental sound. Tanuvan manuhi. And what will be the result? Ye prayaso jita jito pyasi taistrilo kyan. By hearing about Krishna, staying within our position, engaging in Krishna's service with body, mind, and words, we can conquer even the person who can't be conquered by anyone in the three worlds. Ajita means Krishna, who can't be defeated. Ajita. And Ajita Jitopi, although he's undefeatable, unconquerable, he becomes defeated by a devotee who engages body, mind, and words fully in his service. Mm-hmm. Yes. Krishna becomes engaged. So, then what do we care what our position is? Whether I'm in New York or in Lagos or in Mayapur, whether I'm in a Brahmin position or in Shudra position, whether I'm sweeping the temple or whether I'm the temple president, whatever my position, let me engage in the service of Krishna. And if I do my service nicely, then Krishna becomes appreciative and our life becomes successful. We go back home, back to Dubai. One of our god brothers, Jayananda Prabhu, he's famous. He was so humble. He was doing the work, really Shudra work, construction, carpentry, building things. That's the Shudra work. And on top of that, he would, you know, see to taking out the garbage and, you know, really menial labor. But it's not that he was a Shudra. It's that he was the humble servant of Krishna. And he's acting in that consciousness. And people would be so amazed. If the guy who takes out the garbage has this high level of consciousness, what is the state of your movement? Or if the person who's the temple president doesn't mind taking out the garbage also, doing menial work. And this is Vishuddha. Very, very pure consciousness. So we don't need to try to... in the material world, everyone wants to change his position. Prabhupada, the story is there that Prabhupada went to Japan to meet with the brass, the executives at Dynapon Printing Company, who were printing his books. And they received him very respectfully, according to some little Japanese tradition there in the business context. Prabhupada was one junior new executive was seen to Prabhupada before the big brass came in. And he presented to Prabhupada his business card. You know, then bowing and presenting the card. And then afterwards the big men came in and they also followed suit. They also bowed and presented their business card to Prabhupada, so that Prabhupada had, you know, stacked his business cards, because he's 8 or 10 people. Then after the meeting, again Prabhupada was with that young man. And Prabhupada was talking to him, so what is your goal in life? You know, Krishna consciousness means we have a particular goal, and so what is your goal in life? So the man took the cards. His card was on the bottom. He took it and put it on the top. That was his goal in life. But Chaitanya Mahaprabhu said, no, don't try for that goal. Try for that goal that you can't achieve anywhere in the three worlds. The goal of pure devotional service, the goal of going back to Godhead. Praying to Krishna in the mountain. Hare
Krishna, 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 Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare.
Any questions, comments?
Thank you so much.
Thank you so much.
Welcome back to
Vegas.
Thank you.
So, as far as changing position or not changing position is concerned, supposing someone is engaged in a, let's say, an abominable profession, for instance, maybe working in a hotel, or selling and working in a brothel, or selling pools, and now you understand that these are not very good.
But it's not simply by giving up that profession that one becomes advanced. It's by changing consciousness. Even the sex workers can become Krishna conscious. It's mentioned that in Dwarka there were such people, but they were advanced in Krishna consciousness. You know, it's a job, finally. People find themselves in all sorts of occupations. So, all right, somehow they were found themselves in that situation. So, all right, but let us be Krishna conscious. That Chintamani, the girlfriend of Vilvamangala Thakur, girlfriend means prostitute. But she was Krishna conscious. When Vilvamangala Thakur came and a huge endeavor, and big, big storm in the middle of the night, and crossing the river by grabbing onto a dead body, and then climbing the wall by grabbing a snake, and so much trouble. And, you know, arrived at the dead of night, all disheveled. And so she told him, if only you had such attraction for Krishna as you do for the body of a woman like me, how your life would be nice. So that those words were enough to change his whole life. And he accepted her and glorified her as his spiritual master, instructing spiritual master. So, of course, if the opportunity is there, if our occupation is abominable and we have some opportunity to change, we may take that position. It's not that no one can become the temple president, because if you're not the temple president, you can't become the temple president, because it means a change of position. No one can ever change a job. No one can ever move from one place to another. It's not that. It's not, you know, like iron shackles. No one can move. But the essential thing is our consciousness. That we have to change. Even there were some devotees in Fiji, they were big businessmen. And part of the business was that there's some liquor being sold. And Prabhupada didn't say anything about it. And because that's part of the business. So to try to change the business, no, you just change your consciousness. Yes?
How will someone is sitting like a rotary, you mentioned a rotary, and he's sitting uncontrollably, so how will he change his consciousness and sitting uncontrollably?
How will he change his consciousness? He's selling alcohol, or he's working in a brothel. Yes. That one can do. That, all right, by the laws of karma, I have such an occupation. But let me dedicate myself to Krishna, that's all. Preach to them that, you know, while you're drinking. Rasoham apsukantina. You can think that the taste of the liquid is Krishna. Practically every, that's stated by Krishna, every occupation is covered by some flaw. How will you be Krishna conscious while you're killing your grandfather? How will you be Krishna conscious while you're killing your teacher? How will you be Krishna conscious while you're killing your brothers and your friends? You have to think that somehow I have this duty, so I have to execute it for Krishna. So a person who's a Shudra, his duty is to carry out the instructions of the person he's working for. Sometimes that person may give him instructions that are not very pious and do things that are not very commendable. But because he's the employee, he has to do it. The person who's in business has to tell lies. He says, for you, I'm not making any profit. Or I was with my mother, she came to India, so we visited some jewelry store in the morning, maybe 10 o'clock. And so she said, how much is this, how much is that? Oh, this? Because you are the first customer of the day? No, she's probably the 25th customer of the day. But that's business, you have to say such things. Or politicians, they have to have schemes. One politician spies on the other politician, so many things go on. But without being without doing such things, how can you be in politics? Even the Brahmin sometimes has to perform sacrifices for some person who's not a good character, or he has to kill animals in the sacrifice. So every occupation has its flaws. It's not that we'll find the perfect place where, you work for this company and they're screwing up the environment. You work for that company and they're exploiting their workers. You work for another company, they're producing some useless thing. You work for another company and they're cheating in some other way. Everything has got some flaw in it, every work. So Krishna says, don't go looking for the perfect job, most pure occupation where there's no flaw, because there's some flaw everywhere. But better, work in Krishna's service and you'll be on the spiritual platform, whatever your occupation. Yes?
So, Maharaj, some devotees by nature, or some people by nature, they are restless. They can't stay for one place, at one place for maybe more than 1 day.
People are restless and they can't stay more than a day someplace.
Yeah, so if a devotee has that nature and is moving, can we blame it?
Excuse me?
If a devotee has that nature, as you said, they move to this year, 1 month here, and that is their nature, can we blame them?
Can we blame them because they're moving here in nature? Prabhupada generally said that this is due to sex desire. Someone's sexually agitated, he can't stay in one place, he wants to. So therefore, chant Hare Krishna. Otherwise, what is the use going here and going there? If he gets married, then he'll have to stay in one place. But if he wants to move, then he can join the traveling kirtan party. As you say, there are those who have, kind of a traveling, it's in their stars to travel. They're destined to travel. So then they should travel with the kirtan party, distribute books, spread the message of Krishna, and then be purified. Mm-hmm.
Hare Krishna, still talking about this movement and changing. You talked about ashrams, one thing about ashram. So I want to know, is anything wrong? One is a householder for some time, and one is a householder. The Asta for some time, I want to change to Vanaprastha, and then as I'm renouncing the house.
There's a different time. Someone is a Grahastha, he wants to change, become a Vanaprastha. That's all right at the suitable time. You know, he just got married 3 weeks ago, and now he wants to become a vanaprastha or sannyasi, you know. This is all material, you know. Before I got married, I didn't know what it was. Now I know what it is. I'm going to take sannyas. And then after he's a sannyasi for 6 months, this is all artificial. Better to be honest. So there's no use bouncing around. Here, there's a game, musical chairs. Are you familiar with that game? It's a, people move from chair to chair, musical chairs. So don't play musical ashrams. Stay in one ashram. Then in the mature stage, one is brahmachari. Then, after some time, with the permission of the spiritual master, if he wants to get married, he can get married. But then he should stay married. Not that after a few weeks, let me get married. Oh, let me get divorced. Or let me change, you know, Susie is not so nice. Alice is nice. No. Stay. Whatever you got, be content. Or live with it. Every marriage will have some fault also. In brahmachari life, there's some defect. The defect is that one is thinking that I don't know if I can stay brahmachari. I don't know if I'm satisfied in brahmachari. That's the defect in brahmachari life. The defect in household life, I was happy it was a brahmachari. Now I have to work so hard and so many troubles and maintaining and dealing with this wife. And I was happier as a brahmachari. Vanaprastha life also, there are difficulties because one has to break one's attachments. And sannyas, there's more difficulty. So one should, in the mature stage, all right, after brahmachari life, and one can stay brahmachari, it's nice, otherwise get married, then stay married for some years, appropriate, like 25 years. Then you can take vanaprastha ashram. You know, after serving as a grihastha, then one should retire from family life. There's a time and a place for everything. Then again, sannyas. Not that don't change means you can never change anything, but the appropriate change at the appropriate time. You know, you can't graduate from school because that would be a change. You have to graduate from school. But don't go changing, I'll join the school, I'll quit the school, I'll join the school, I'll quit the school, I'll join the school, I'll quit the school. I'll switch schools. I'll switch again. No. Remain in one position and do something. Don't be a jack of all trades, master of none. Do some service and do that nicely. That's the idea.
Hare Krishna Maharaj. What are the situation the woman or the man, maybe before they join the movement, Krishna consciousness, one party, they are not following, they are not interested.
They're not in?
They are not interested in Krishna consciousness. So what's going to be the situation of either the two parties?
Yeah, then somehow they have to manage. As far as possible, all right, the wife wants to be Krishna conscious, husband doesn't want, so let her be Krishna conscious. Or husband wants to be Krishna, let him be Krishna conscious. It may be more difficult, but it's not that, you know, I have to get divorced because I want to, all right, you remain in your position. And it may be that they could, by your influence, the partner will also become Krishna conscious. Not all of a sudden jumping, but make the I know many devotees. The opposite party is not a devotee, but they remain a devotee. They remain serious. Prabhupada's sister, example, husband wasn't a devotee.
Maharaj, you mentioned, you said, what occupation a devotee is occupying, he should remain Krishna conscious.
Mm.
For example, a sudra who works in a hotel and is a devotee is somehow a little bit Krishna conscious, or is Krishna conscious. Can he attain Krishna?
Yeah.
But he can't leave his body.
Yeah. Not that everyone can go back to Godhead except the people who work in the hotels. Anyone, any position, chant Hare Krishna, engage, and therefore we can go to the whole world. And we don't have to say, join the temple, give up your family, give up your job. We advise them, remain, you don't have to change. You're a hotel worker, that's fine. You're a bus driver, that's fine. You're a businessman, that's fine. You're a politician, that's fine. Remain where you are and chant Hare Krishna. Read these books. Serve Krishna. Because otherwise, it becomes very difficult. What is our advice to you? You change, you give up your job. I will give up my job. You give up your wife. I will give up my wife. So that's not practical. Practical advice is you stay where you are and chant Hare Krishna. Stay where you are and chant Hare Krishna. Hear these topics of Krishna. Tell everyone about Krishna. Then whatever your position. The hotel worker will see so many guests. When everyone he meets, he can tell them something about Krishna. He can petition his boss that we have these books, we want to put them in every hotel room. You'll get sacked by the
preaching opposite.
Well, you have to see how much you can accomplish without getting sacked. Maybe you have to make your boss Krishna conscious. Then he'll do it and no one can sack him.
The Bibles are in these hotels?
Yeah, Bibles are there. In America, we're working on putting Bhagavad Gita's in the hotels. Of course, we're starting with the Indian people. Most of the hotels in America these days are owned by the Indians. So they're natural candidates for putting Bhagavad Gita in the hotels. So that program is there. But then you don't have to be Indian to have Bhagavad Gita in your hotel. One way or another way, you look for the opportunities, how you can tell people about Krishna, how you can chant Hare Krishna. If not the guests in the hotel, then the other workers in the hotel. Prahlad Maharaj was going to school. So he could have said, I'm going to school with all these demons. I'm getting out of here. And he stayed in school and started preaching to his friends. Hey, demons. We have something here. So if you're working in the hotel, you can make all the hotel workers Krishna conscious. Tell them about Krishna. Teach them the mantra. Give them some literature. The suppliers who are giving, providing things for the hotel, so you'll meet them and preach to them. Someone's providing, soap, someone's providing whatever. Preach to them about Krishna. Meet a lot of people in hotels. I am what godbrother is driving a taxi in New York City. So everyone talks to the taxi driver. And taxi drivers, especially in New York, they're famous, you know, they talk about so many things. So he was talking to all of his patrons about Krishna. Become Krishna conscious, and selling books also. Something else?
So how do you put it, the best way to talk to people to become Krishna conscious? Do you need to tell them you have to give up this regulative principle, you have to keep to this, or simply tell them Krishna is the Supreme, just chant Hare Krishna? And also, in connection to that, in the past, people were asked to leave their job, leave whatever they were doing, to join the temple, to become full-time devotees. And along the line also, they couldn't fit in, and they had to leave, and most of them were frustrated because they feel that half of their life has been wasted.
Mm-hmm. So, of course, for those who are able to do so, who are able to join the temple and serve, that's very good. You can, these are, generally one should not change from one occupation to another, one situation to another. But for the service of Krishna, anyone can join the temple and serve and be trained in Krishna consciousness, especially since there's emergency work to do. And just like generally, the business of fighting is the business of the professional soldier. But in an emergency, you know, they recruit anybody. You know, the country is being attacked, and anybody becomes a soldier. Or in the Western movies, in the West, you know, the old Wild West in America, there's always some thieves and rogues who are terrorizing the country, and there's only, you know, one sheriff to deal with 20 bad guys, so he pulls out a few guys from the town and pins a badge on them, deputizes them, and says, you know, we got to go after those guys, right? So, because it's a special emergency. The guy may be a farmer, or the guy's a shopkeeper, but he pins a badge on him, and now you're a deputy. So, for emergency work, then we can do anything. We can do anything. So on the one side, there's emergency work to do, and so we're pulling people, come on. And from another side also, anyone can give up any work for the service of Krishna. That's also there. And even if someone thinks later, I wasted half my life. No, actually, you wasted half of your material life. You skipped it. That's your good fortune. And if you're smart, you'll skip the other half too. Okay.
The best way to preach to people about Krishna.
Tell them something about Krishna. It's not that you have to walk up to him and say, hello, sinner. I know you're eating meat. Stop. Okay, which of the four are you still doing? Admit it. Of course, we tell people what these principles are. It's not that we keep them hidden under the carpet. But positively, we ask everyone, please chant Hare Krishna. Please take these books and read about Krishna. Because if a person starts to become attracted to Krishna, then he can follow those principles. Without Krishna consciousness, he'll say, oh, it's impossible, or oh, it's very difficult, or oh. But if he becomes Krishna conscious, then he's happy to do that. What was I eating? What was I doing? It becomes the same thing that he thought was so nice, becomes disgusting. He can't even think about it because he has a higher taste. So that's the most important thing to engage people in hearing about Krishna. Sthane sthitam. Though they may be engaged in sinful activities, though they may, whatever, please hear about Krishna. Please chant Hare Krishna. That's the beginning. Then after they're a little interested, what else can I do? What do you do? To be purified, you should do this, you should do this, you should do this. Give up this, give up this. Regulate this. We don't say give up eating. We'll give you something better to eat. Like that. Yes. Hare Krishna.
So the kind of job someone does determine the association you will keep. The job one does determine the association the person will keep. So if a person is working in a place like what is Arach, like a hotel, and definitely you will associate with you have kind of Janasangha.
Yeah, Jana Sangha.
So what do you do to avoid contamination?
Bhaktivinoda Thakur explains that Jana means people. And Sangha means association. So if you're going to give up Jana Sangha, you're going to stop associating with people. That means you have to become a hermit. So that's not expected. So he explains that Jana Sangha means, just like you're getting on a bus, and then you say, oh, I can't get on this bus, the driver's not wearing tulas. No, I can't buy this tomato because I have to talk to the shopkeeper and she's not a devotee. But Jana Sangha, Bhaktivinoda Thakur explains, means intimate association. Just Rupa Goswami says, among devotees, I reveal my mind to you, you reveal your mind to me, I give you something, you give me something. I give you something to eat, like that. The intimate exchanges. So we have intimate friendships with devotees. With the non-devotees, cordial. Hello, how are you today? Nice to see you. Da 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 da. Few formalities, and okay. Tell me about it. More or less superficial association. For deep association, we keep our attachments to the devotees. And with the non-devotees, superficial association. Or we try to make them devotees, then we can associate with them. Is that okay?
But if there's an opportunity to leave the place, what can I leave?
If there's an opportunity to leave the place?
Yeah, a better job or something.
Yeah, that you can do. That's part of prescribed duties. You know, I'm a bus driver and there's another company and they're paying me $20 more. All right. But not that, well, I'm a bus driver, but I should become a professor. Because professors have a higher position in society. No, I can be a bus driver, that's all right. But if some company's offering me more, that's all right. Or, okay, instead of driving a bus, I can drive a lorry or a truck or something. That's all right. It's not, again, no one can change anything. You know, if I'm walking down the street, I can't turn right or I can't turn left because that means I have to change. In fact, I can't walk down the street at all because that means change. And Chaitanya Mahaprabhu said, don't change your position. You can't get out of bed in the morning then. It's a change. So it's not so strict like that. But the main idea is that we should stay fixed on serving Krishna. And not worry about changing this, that. That I have to change from this to that, that to this. Stay focused in Krishna consciousness. But yes, you can change from one job to another job and you get a better opportunity. If your job is nasty and you get an opportunity for something where it's not nasty, that's good. Sure. Mm-hmm. Hare Krishna.
Preaching. Most time, when we go out on Sankirtan, they preach Krishna. So in this part of the world, most people...
Love that.
This part of the world, most people, they are so much engrossed in a survivor. And so they don't...
They're just busy in survival? Not true.
Their
struggle, but then when it comes time for spending money for sense gratification, somehow they have the time and the money. Right? Everybody's busy, everyone's struggling for existence, no one has any money, everyone's just looking for their next meal, but yet when it's time for sense gratification, suddenly money appears and time appears. And America also, same thing, everybody's too busy, you know, and nobody has any money. But when sense gratification is there, time and money make their appearance.
So when you are preaching to the people, especially when you give people to the theory, so I'm thinking a kind of creative preaching we need to do in order to hear them. Because I was thinking a kind of, because when you meet somebody for the first time, because you present the person matters. So you meet somebody, then like the leaflet we are using now, I am. So when they go through it, immediately they saw our rules and regulations, they are four regulated places after reading. So maybe on Agena, after distributing to the people, when we are having a preaching, after distributing the books to the people, when we are coming back, most time after reading, when they saw those rules and regulations, they got disgusted, and sometimes they told the group to distribute it. As we are coming back, we start picking them one after the other.
That will always be there.
If we can just present a kind of philosophy about Krishna in a simple way that, and you put those four regulatory principles apart, then maybe as time goes on, you know, the people that are mature, you can tell them about those.
But you'll be surprised. They're seeing the four regulatory principles and they're putting aside the book. But I would predict, I mean, you can do a test, but if you distribute something where it's the same, but those four regulative principles are not there, still they'll discard the book. Because it's not exactly that there are four regulative principles, but it's that they don't have enough interest, or they don't have enough spiritual credit to appreciate. So if it's not four regulative principles, it'll be something else. It's not just because there's four. Of course, four regulative principles is formidable. But from another point of view, people look and say, whoa, I can never do that. But wow, they're doing this. You know, they admire it, even if they can't do it. That's sometimes there. I don't know if I could do that. But they look up to it. You know, I don't think I could give up this or this or this. But they see that you're giving up this, this, and this, and this. That means you're like ahead of them. I mean, most people wouldn't want to be monks, but they respect monks. You know, they know that the monk is following a higher standard of self-purification. So even though they couldn't do it, or maybe wouldn't want to do it, they respect the person who's doing it. They think, yes, he's a monk. So it's not terrible that they, you know, they found out what the principles are. But after that, we lost him. Yeah. There are reasons for these principles, and we stick to our principles, and we'll tell you what our principles are also. But therefore, I said if you get a contribution for the book, even if it's an I am, so you get something, whatever a naira is divided into, you have some coins or something like that. Are there coins?
No.
No,
we don't spend coins
on that. No, it's just naira.
Yes, just
and what's the smallest note?
5 naira.
500? 5?
5 naira.
5 naira. 5 naira is like nothing. I mean, what can you buy with 5 naira?
A sachet of pure water.
A sachet of pure water. That's pretty good.
Oh, sweet.
It's worth more than I thought. What's that?
Sweet.
A sweet.
No, really, really. The water is not pure. So just
anyway, for 5 naira, what do you expect?
Sachet water.
No,
just
sweet. So, you know, even if they give 5 naira, so first of all, they become purified because they gave something. And second of all, as Prabhupada said, they'll think, well, I gave some money, so now it's worth something. The book wasn't really worth anything because it was free. You know, they say easy come, easy go. It came to me for nothing. I can let it go for nothing. But if I spend even 5 naira on it, I made it. I have an investment in this book. So I want to realize my investment. Maybe if you buy something and it turns out to be not very good, you don't throw it away. You say, well, maybe I can get somehow use it for something. Because you don't want to look at yourself and say, I'm so stupid that I threw away this money. Or you say, all right, you know, if this thing is useless for this, you know, maybe useless as an electronic device, but I could use it as a doorstop or something. You know, you try to use it for something. So you made an investment. You gave something for the book. All right, let me see what it is. Let me see what it is. Therefore, you're helping them. And you ask, and even, I mentioned this, that one of my godbrothers, Aishai Shikipur, he explains to them, you know, that it's not business, but if you give something, you get Sukriti, it's called. It's kind of spiritual credit. And it helps you understand the book. Which is true. To say, you know, or I've heard, you know, have you heard that, you know, what you give is what you get? You know, so like if we put out hatred toward other people, hatred comes back to us. Mm-hmm. And if you put out generosity comes out to you, comes back to you. So we just give these books out and we ask people, you know, whatever, however generous they feel. Whatever they feel like, and you don't even have to say how we're generous. You know, generosity comes back. So give whatever you can. You don't look like a rich man, but whatever you have, give a little something. Because what you give out comes back to you. And actually, that investment, a little tiny investment in Krishna's consciousness can save them from the greatest danger. I told the story the other day. I forget who I was telling it to. How Krishna consciousness can save one from the greatest danger. This story maybe went around from South Africa. Last time I went to South Africa, just a couple of days before this happened, one of our members, Indian guy, was quite a good supporter of our temple in Durban, in South Africa. And his son was driving, and I'm trying to remember, get the story as straight as I can. He was like pulled by the police. And the police, you know, police car, and they said, you know, for whatever reason, you have to go home. I forget what it was, some excuse. So they, you know, he drove with the police back to his home, you know, through the gates and everything. And then he got back to his home, and everybody's like, there's a gang of guys there who've got everybody under gunpoint. And now he's at gunpoint also. And they're like really, you know, rough guys and armed, and they, you know, after money and after... And, you know, South Africa, they'll take all of your money, they'll take everything from you, and then they'll kill you. There's so many examples. You know, they're intoxicated, or they're just crazy, or whatever it is, that's brutal. You know, just take whatever it is, and then, for the fun of it, or just so that you can't say anything, then they'll shoot you at the end of it. So they're already, like, being rough with people, and, you know, whatever, I forget what it was they were doing, but everybody's like in fear. And the lead guy, all of a sudden, he saw that there's a bead bag sitting there. And he said, hey, wait a second, these are the guys who are feeding our people. And, you know, called them all off. And, you know, they took a little something and left. You know, just because there was a bead bag sitting there. So, even, you know, one bead bag can save you from the greatest thing. But there may be so many examples where there's so little investment in Krishna consciousness. Ajami, of course, is the example. And somehow he named his son Narayan and he was freed from the Yamadutas. So you're making people fortunate. They can give 5 naira, that's fine. You know, whatever they can give. Luyams, how much do they cost? But it's for their benefit. Give some, give and take. We're trying to create a spirit of give and take. You know, the world needs more give and take, you know what I mean? Yeah, like that. Otherwise, they don't give it value. And therefore it's sitting. Not because for regular principles, you know, but because, you know, I didn't really want it to begin with, and they just gave it to me. So I put it, you know, next. Leave it sometimes. But we may sometimes give something to someone, that's all right. But as far as possible, give them the opportunity to contribute. And the proportion of literature that will actually be kept will go up. Something else? Oh, the journalists are here. Okay. You're the journalists. Welcome. Okay, so let's stop talking to these guys and we'll talk to you. Thank you all very much. Yeah.